VIP access on OFM.
You are definitely tuned into OFM, the sound of your life. Do remember that this is VIP access, the most exclusive party in Central South Africa. And as always, I always try to make sure that I have VIP exclusive guests on the show. And tonight, I have to say that it is time for you to get ready for another exclusive chat. And this time, it's with a very talented singer in this case. And she goes by the name of Zena. Zena, how are you?
Hi, Lucian.
Are you good?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. Can't complain. You know, your name reminds me of an old school series that was called Zena the Warrior Princess.
Zena Warrior Princess. Of course. Of course.
So I'm guessing you're the Warrior Queen.
Listen, you know, I just came to bring the vibe. That's really all I came to do.
Well, okay then. Let's bring the vibes in. Let's talk about your music.
Yeah.
When did it all begin? When did it all start? What inspired you to actually start doing music?
So I always say this, and it will always remain true. I started, I wanted to perform when I was 7 years old, when my parents had gotten me this Barbie guitar and piano kit for my for Christmas present. Mm. And on that day, on Christmas Day, I put on a show for my grand, and I was like to myself, oh my word, I could do this for the rest of my life. This seems a lot of fun. Obviously not knowing what it takes to, get into the industry and everything, but I literally spent my life performing and preparing myself for this moment, I guess.
So it all started off by just looking at the adults and you said, you know what, this is me and this is where I'm going. And you better,
exactly.
And you better believe it.
Yeah, 100%.
And now you're here.
And now I'm here. I'm having a chat with you.
Yes, just like that.
Yeah.
Now, as we all know, music works with a lot of things, including projects like your EPs, albums and anything and all these other stuff. So is there a project out there that you're working on, and who's on it if you are working on a project, and when can we expect it?
So I've actually just released my very first EP called Rose Garden. And fortunately, because I was very specific about what I wanted for my very first project and body of work to be, so I don't have any features on it. But definitely if I do one in the future, I will definitely have features on it. But for this one, I wanted people to get to know me as an artist, to see me, what are my capabilities, how versatile I am, and what I really bring to the table. So I really feel like Rose Garden is a huge part of my personality and what I believe in and who I am as a woman. So it's been really, really great to have released a body of work that is solely myself and speaks so much volume about where I've been, who I am, and what I'm experiencing right now, because I've always been an artist who wants to be honest with her listeners and being like, listen, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm thinking. This is what's on my heart. So Rose Garden is a huge piece of that. So yeah, you can go and stream it on all digital stream platforms, and yeah.
Yeah. And okay, here's one interesting question that I really would love to ask. Did you name it Rose Garden because the music that's in there represents the beauty and the prickly pain?
Literally.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, literally. I think the reason why, because I love roses, first of all, and roses come in different colors, which kind of shows like the different personalities and the different things that I enjoy and love to do. And then obviously the thorns being the difficult times when I feel like I want to give up and I'm not doing the best that I can, or I don't feel the greatest. So it's definitely, you know, the ups and downs, but it's unapologetically me.
Hmm. Interesting. I love that. So you're literally putting your whole entire soul onto this beautiful but yet painful project.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, jumping away from the painy, prickly situations, let's get into a more energetic song in this case. And the track is called Winner.
Yeah.
Now, that song is a vibe. It is the club scene when I hear it. Now, I'm telling you, the energy of that song is intense. Now, what inspired that song? Why did you decide to go for a very hyped up, high energy song instead of going for, you know what, let me keep it calm and cool?
Yeah. I think, like, people will tell you that as a person, I'm a very outgoing person. I'm very, very, like, hectic and very expressive, and Winner is very direct. And usually in my songs, I always speak about being in love and gumnanti, and everybody's is happy, and it's all guns and roses, and all not guns and roses, but all roses and flowers and stuff. But with Winner, I'm very much like, hey man, I'm here to get my bag. this is who I am, get out of my way, I'm here to work. And that's literally what it is, and where I'm at right now in my life is that I'm mostly focused on my career, because at the end of the day, I do feel like you have to manifest things into your life, and you have to say it as it is. Like, I am, even on days when you don't feel like a winner, I am a winner. I'm going to win. This is who I am, and this is what I speak over my life. So that's where it came from. And I love, you know, the vibe of winner. It doesn't stop. It just keeps moving, you know? And if it does stop, there's a statement that's being made that people need to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I definitely know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, the song is energetic. It's a party song. And I'm 100% sure that within the type of music that you do, you don't just do high energy music. So how would you describe your sound to someone who wants to understand your music better?
So I would say, obviously, I'd say I'm a pop artist, but I'm a pop artist with a bit of, you know, rapping here and there, a little bit of R&B here and there. There's different elements of music from when I've grown up and what I've listened to that I've brought into my music. So people can definitely find something unique, something that people that have already heard it would say is an international vibe. So that is mostly what I've tried to bring across, is a lot of my personality and the kind of music that has been influenced to me in my life and what I've been listening to as I've grown up, you know? Yeah.
Okay, so now I would just like to just jump off quickly and just ask you, what do you love doing for fun? If you're not doing music, you're not performing, you're just minding Zena's business, what do you love doing for fun that keeps you happy?
I love dancing. Oh. I really do. There's a dance class I attend on a Tuesday at my gym, and it just brings me so much joy. Like, I go there religiously. Like, I will literally cancel a day to go to dance class. That's how hectic it is.
I think we found the true inspiration behind the track winner.
Definitely, because I want to dance to the track, so come on now.
We found it right there. Now, it's you know that we've been within the pandemic for like 3 years now, and it's slowly fading away. What are you looking forward to doing within the year of 2020?
Look, I'm really looking forward to traveling with my music and actually starting to do live performances and actually doing like really big festivals and things like that and being able to tour with the EP. I'm really hoping that comes through and doing, you know, world stages and stuff like that and hopefully going overseas. So I really just want to, you know, get out. I think having had, you know, being at home with the pandemic and everything has taught me a lot about the things that I want to achieve. And so at this point in time, I think traveling, which I've taken for granted, I'm thinking that it's always going to be there, you know, I really want to travel and I really just want to meet people who enjoy my music as well, because we're going to have a vibe. It's going to be a party. It's going to be fun. So I'm looking forward to, you know, also meeting, you know, people who listen to my music and who want to get to know me on a personal level. I'm really, really just open to experiencing different things.
Definitely those, that's what I call the vibes right there. Now, finally, this is it in closing. What do you have to say to a young Zena out there, someone who wants to be like you and get to the very same position as you? What kind of words of wisdom, wise words do you have for that person?
Sure. I would say, number one, trust yourself, trust your talents, trust the work that you put in. Number two, work hard, because no one else is going to get your career for you. You're going to have to do it yourself and find people who actually believe in what you're building. And then number three, don't give up. It's hard. It's difficult. It's not easy. Most of the time you'll hate it because you're not doing exactly what you're not exactly where you want to be, but appreciate that moment and never stop dreaming.
Nicely said, Zena. I have to say thank you very much for having a chat with me.
Thank you for having me, Luis. It was so lovely chatting to you.
It's a pleasure, and have yourself an awesome one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, that was Zena right there, and I have to say that she is amazing. You heard her energy. Even the song Winner itself just says, I am a winner, and you definitely need to hear that one right there. Still tuned into OFM, the sound of your life.
VIP Access with Lucius Matsumi on OFM.